Today is Friday, December 3rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different.
Hey. Okay, first hello. Of all, I wanted to say hello to Dennis and Chris, who are clearly from the Northeast, I think. Maybe the Boston-ish area, I don't know. Hi, guys. I'm glad that you like Mix Minus so much better than the Geeky Gay.
Oh, great.
It makes me feel good that you would say that. Adam, you mentioned that your dream was to start a fast food restaurant that would focus on customer service.
Yeah.
And the quality of food. That, my dear, is Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, is their whole shtick is that we have very limited menu items. We focus only on these items that we do really well, and we excel at customer service, going so far as to put human beings out by the drive-through speakers so that you're not screaming through a speaker. You're actually talking.
Oh, my Lord. I know you're driving, but that is that is some loud road noise there. By the way, everyone, I'm starting with voicemails. I thought I would try something new. Anyway, that's Daniel, for those of you who don't know. So, that is some loud road noise, though. Daniel is on his way to see me and Mark, but mostly me, tomorrow. But anyway, so to go back to what you were saying, yeah, I know. But first of all, I'm ostracized from the LGBTQ plus community for even sniffing a Chick-fil-A chicken mini. So if I owned a Chick-fil-A, where would that put me? Also, B, I don't know if I said one or B or A, but anyway, it doesn't matter. It's impossible to get a Chick-fil-A franchise. Like, impossible. So I can't do that. Anyway, continue.
Talking to a real person that can ask you questions and you can hear them and they, you know, smile and everything. Now, you don't have to agree with, not you, I know you do, but it's like you don't have to agree with Chick-fil-A's religious stances or whatever, but the whole era of them donating to anti-LGBT causes has long passed. So there's really no reason not to go to Chick-fil-A. If that's what you want to do, then anyway, what I'm trying to tell you, Adam, is you're trying to create Chick-fil-A. Okay. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Well, yeah, see you in, well, I'm recording this rather late because we had some things we had to do after work. But, yeah, I will see Daniel in about 15 and a half hours from now, depending on if they're on time. But anyway, no, I'm not, I'm saying that might be a good job for me. And also, I'm not going to eat at Chick-fil-A every single, even if I, you know, look, I eat there. Fine. I eat there, but I'm not going to eat there every single day because I don't want a chicken sandwich every single day. I want a burger, and I don't think there's an equivalent burger joint. Anyway, regardless, I get your point. That's fine. There is another voicemail from Daniel. So we're just going to go ahead and clear out the old voicemail chute. Here we go.
Oh, another thing.
Yeah.
You made it sound like it was unique that you like fast food. Everyone likes fast food, Adam. That's why it's called comfort food. Everyone likes fast food. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. We're going to Whataburger, right? Okay,
yeah, bye. That's what I've been told. Has fast food been called comfort food? I don't know. When I think of comfort food, oh, well, it is my comfort food. Like if I'm in a bad mood, I want some fast food. But really, if I'm in any mood, I want some fast food because that's just the way. But okay, everybody loves, I don't think everybody loves fast food, but sure, everybody loves fast food. I just have no willpower apparently because I'm always eating fast food. But we didn't have fast food tonight, actually. I've decided that I'm going off of the Weight Watchers. I know I've already told you guys this, but I'm telling you 100%, I am not doing Weight Watchers anymore. I'm going to cancel my subscription. It was great. I lost 26 pounds. but I fell off the wagon and I don't seem to be able to get back on. And I think it's because it's too restrictive. And once I got off of it, I was like, oh my God, I was so restricted all the time. Because, and not restrict, I mean, sure, you can eat anything you want, but a potato was so many points because it was starchy. Or, you know, I couldn't have bread unless it was this really thin 45 calorie, you know, but I mean, I could, but again, you only get so many points in a day. And it's just, plus you go to a restaurant, they don't have Weight Watchers points on their menu, but most places now have calories. So I'm just thinking Weight Watchers is great. Enjoy is a bad term because look, I don't enjoy dieting, but I, you know, Weight Watchers worked for me for a while and maybe sometime I will go back on it. But I'm going to go back. I feel like the most success I've had in my life is just doing calorie counting. And like I said before, now they have these apps that are just as good as the Weight Watchers app that have just about every food in the planet. Plus, almost every restaurant, especially fast food places, have the calories listed for every single thing that they've got. So I can keep eating fast food and just make choices that are lower calorie. It might not be healthy, but I could lose weight. And so I think I'm going to calculate how many points per week, not points, how many calories per week I need to have to lose weight. And not a lot, like a half a pound a week, a pound a week. I don't want to do it too fast. And then what I'm going to do, and, you know, maybe figure in my working out as well. And then instead of having the entire weekend be a cheat weekend, I'm just going to allow myself a larger bucket of calories on the weekend and a smaller bucket during the week. I think I'm still kind of working this out in my brain, but that's what I'm thinking. So thank you for your calls, Daniel, and we will see you. Well, we won't. I will see you. The listeners will not see you tomorrow, but I will see you tomorrow. I wonder if by the time you get here, you will have listened to this. I guarantee you, Daniel will have listened to this episode by the time he walks in the door, because he's going to want to know, did I play his voicemails on this episode? I guarantee. But yeah, I'll see you. So let's go back to talking a little bit about the vacation. So I talked about checking in and we checked in. We went to Jollibee that evening, which is Mark's favorite fast food place because it's from the Philippines. And it was a really long line, really long line. And so for part of it, we were having to stand outside because the line went from the register to the door and out the door. But we were able to eventually get food. They did check, even in a fast food place, they checked our we had to have our vaccination card in order to sit down. And so we did that. And that was our day one, ladies and gentlemen. That was all of day one. Now, the next day was Thanksgiving, and we did, look, I'm not gonna, we watched the parade, and there were several things I didn't realize, but one of them was that the hotels all along, we purposely picked a hotel that was on the main parade route. Now, these hotels wanted ridiculous amounts of money to get a room with a view of the parade. Even for a VIP experience, not your room, but let's say you just wanted an experience where they had some roped off area where you could see the parade really good. They wanted over $1,000 a night and a commitment for 2 to 3 nights. And we're like, no, we're not doing that. So we just went downstairs. I didn't realize they were going to have everything cordoned off, but they did. But luckily our hotel had a cordoned off area. We found a little spot and it was enjoyable. But this guy stood in front of us. Now, Mark and I were the back people in this crowd that was standing in the area that we were standing. He was right in front of us. right as the parade started, he put his daughter on his shoulders. Oh my God, I hate that. I've already talked about this probably on Mix Minus about how at Disney, when you want to watch the fireworks and the light spectacular on the castle, and these parents want to put their kids on their shoulders, ugh. So I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, "Excuse me, sir. I can't see." And you know what he said? He said, "Well, my daughter can't see either, so I have to put her on my shoulders." And that was it. He didn't apologize. He was like, "Well, she won't be able to see either," so he didn't bother to get behind me because he wanted to see as well, so he didn't want me blocking him. I was so mad. So mad. But I crammed in front of him and stood right in front of him. So I was so mad. We watched the parade, and there were a couple other points about the parade, but overall it was good. I don't like parades, but it was fine. There were some famous people apparently, but I didn't recognize them. And that was it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.